Hello, coaches, and welcome to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast Weekly Highlights. This week, we start off Monday with a brand new series. We touch base with the home team. We hear from a state champion. We learn about the number one offense in the FCS. And we hear about a new offensive coordinator school. Monday, we start the week with the new series, Deep Dive on Defense, with Coach Chris Vassar. We're going to talk about the Ripley's Cover 3.
Yeah, so Saban's talked about it, you know, in some different YouTube videos, and I think he might have even talked about it in the Fourth and Goal book that came out a year or so ago that I read. But, you know, basically the problem was is that they wanted to have eight guys in the box, you know, playing cover three to stop a run, but they couldn't stop four verticals, you know. So that's kind of everybody's answer to spot drop country cover three is, you know, we're going to horizontally stretch the free safety with two seam routes. You know, he can't play both, so he's going to have to pick one. The other one's going to be open. And so they had a problem. Oh, I think he said it was the Steelers when, you know, him and Belichick were at the Browns. They had lost to them like five times in 3 years or something crazy like that. And
yeah, they had that really good defense. And I think it was 95. It was or 94. Yeah. I'm not sure the year, but they had one of the best statistical NFL defenses of all time. And I believe that they lost three or four games and two of the losses came against the Steelers. Am I right on that?
Yeah, it's something like that. I can't remember the story exactly, but yeah, I remember it was something with the Steelers, and they needed a way to stop four verticals, but, you know, have eight guys in the box playing one high at the same time. So they basically came up with this, you know, Ripley's match idea back in the, you know, mid-90s or whatever that would have been. And, you know, here we are 25 years later talking about it.
Tuesday, we have the home team series with Joe Nellis as he talks to Coach Joe Labuda about balancing time with football and family.
You know, I think that is the toughest challenge in coaching is balancing, without a doubt, and I think that's why some guys get out of coaching, is the toughest challenge in coaching is balancing the family time with the extreme amount of time. And the time, you know, requirements, the time demands have gotten tougher through the years, not easier, because you know, when I first started coaching, you know, there wasn't all the 7-on-7 tournaments and leagues and things there are now that, you know, are required, and there, you know, there weren't contact days and things like that. So it's actually become a greater demand during the summer. And so there is a real balancing act that you have to do. One of the things that I always really tried to do is I didn't go to a lot of college games on Saturdays, like a lot of high school coaches will, you know, go to the Badger game or so on. And I didn't do that a lot because I always tried to make Saturday a day that I spent with our family, because I knew like Sunday afternoons, you know, we were going to be meeting as coaches. So I tried to always, you know, spend that time on Saturdays and Sunday morning, you know, going to church, because I knew Sunday afternoon was going to be a time where we were going to be meeting as a staff. And so I really tried to do something on Saturdays a lot with my family and, you know, during the summer, I try to spend as much time as I can. But it was definitely a balancing act, you know. At one time, I was the head football coach and the head baseball coach. And, you know, I recall, you know, running from my baseball practice as soon as it was over to go get to my son's little league practice, because I was coaching that team as well. And, you know, coaching my daughter's softball team as well when she was young. And so it was definitely a balancing act. And again, it comes back to what we made reference to earlier is, better have a great wife that understands that. And, I definitely have been fortunate to have that.
Wednesday, we have Tony Franklin back on the podcast to talk about his new system, OC Magic.
You know, being a businessman as well as a football coach, I try to find things I can teach that I want to learn, because every time I put together a product, I learn more than anybody else. I think the ultimate way to learn something is to teach it. And so that was my goal in creating this product, was to say, if I'm a 23-year-old young guy and I want to be an offensive coordinator, is there somewhere I can go and learn? If I'm a 37-year-old that's in the middle of my career and I'm a good offensive coordinator, an average offensive coordinator, or I've still never been one, is there a place where I can go and learn and be better? If I'm a 61-year-old and have had a a career that most people would say has been incredibly effective, how can I get better? How do I learn to be better at my job? Because as long as I'm coaching and as long as I'm teaching, I want to be the best that I can be. I want to be the best that's ever been in my profession. And so I just kind of came up with this idea of, let me throw together a bunch of names of people that I admire, that I want to learn from, that I think that other people would also want to learn from, and change the topic to, instead of teach me, you know, what plays worked for you last year, and teach me how to be the best that I can be at what you do.
Thursday, we have Scott Abel, who took his first time as a college head coach and has the number one offense in the FCS. He talks about the keys to success and a shared vision.
Well, I think it's the key. You know, when we talk football, I think everyone wants to talk X's and O's, and include me. I enjoy that. But I really believe, for me personally, the successes that have found me and I've been a part of have really been more about people and surrounding our programs that we've been a part of all these years with the right people. And that includes our staff, our families, you know, being a part of the right administrative groups. I mean, you know, when I think about, William Goldthorpe, who was my athletic director at Amherst County High School, I mean, I'm still very close to him and how instrumental he was in my development. And, you know, Jan Hathorn, who's my AD at W&L, who hired me, and Frank Mariello and you know, Gavin Colleton, who's my offensive line coach at W&L. You know, it's people that make really your organization what it is, whether you're running the local Chick-fil-A and you own that, or you're running a football program. And so for me, find the right people. And Davidson was no different. You know, if you look at our staff, my assistant head coach and defense coordinator, John Berlin, him and I have been really coaching together in some form or fashion since we were 24 years old. You know, and I'm very blessed that a guy like John has decided, hey, he wants to be a part of what I'm doing. And so, you know, he was my defense coordinator at the high school level. And then when I went and jumped to W&L and took over, he took over a high school program. And then I hired him as soon as I could at W&L. And then he's decided that he thought this was a good move for him and his family to follow us to Davidson. And my staff is like that. You know, Alonzo Matthews, who's our running back coach, coached with me at Amherst County. Steven Jackson, who's our defensive line coach, played for me at Amherst County. You know, Austin Eisenhofer, our tight end coach, played for me at Washington Elite. You know, my son, Porter Abel, played at University of Richmond, but, you know, he understands me as well as anyone in my expectations and my vision. And so, you know, when you look at all the people that we've surrounded ourselves with, and I say we because it's a big group here, they're all people who understand the importance of those relationships. You know, Vince Munch, who worked with me at W&L for all those years, who's down here with me now. And that is so important. You know, the people part of it is trumps everything else. The X's and O's and all the time we spend watching film, none of that matters if we don't get the people right.
Friday, we have state champion Joe Marinelli talking about his Patriot game planning.
Yeah, Patriot game planning is what, you know, I've called it, just because they seem to change offensively, defensively, and special teams to, you know, when they're playing an opponent for, you know, an element of attack and surprise. You know, so the way that we game plan as coaches is, you know, no matter who we're playing, we have new installs, we have new things come up, and we want to make sure that our kids are paying attention and learning it. And that starts in the off season with all the things that we're making them do, and trying to get them to understand, and that football IQ and learning how to adjust on the fly. You know, it's the kids, you know, the old school thought is we do what we do and we're going to do what we do best. And you know, if the other team stops us, then we're going down that way. But my philosophy is we do what we do, but we're going to try to have a bunch of different things off of it to make sure that we're giving our kids the most chance of success, just in case the other team is, you know, more prepared than we are, better than we are, or however it is. We got to find ways to put our kids in successful situations, and that's our off season. Find ways to put kids in successful situations in the weight room, in the conditioning, in the classroom. So we're just taking what we do off the field and we're putting it on the field. And you know, it's just, the season goes on, the more you've kind of tested their knowledge and and IQ, you'll figure out like what kind of team you have, especially by midpoint, and what you can and can't do. And you know, you kind of know, okay, that play's not going to work, or this off-season concept isn't going to work because our kids aren't ready for it yet, or so on and so forth. So all that stuff is encompassing into what we're trying to do and build this program. And they changes every year, because every year you have different personalities, new culture that the seniors build, and that's the fun part about high school football.
If you're liking the podcast, give us a like or a 5-star review on iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast on Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, and follow us on Twitter at FBDevCoach, and check out our systems at footballdevelopment.com.